Your estimated time of arrival is 9:17.
I'm late. I'll have to punch it.
Speeding will save you just 1 minute and 36 seconds and will increase your risk of a crash.
Yeah, but it's just me. If I had someone in the car with me, I'd drive slower.
Illogical. Surrounding cars contain 22 adults, 5 children, and 1 Labrador Retriever.
How do you know all this stuff?
I know everything, Kevin.
Speed enforcement is happening now. A message from the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Travel Memories by Hilton.
Better not
stop
call
right there. Close your eyes, unless, of course, you're driving, and picture your next travel memory. A fluffy Hilton hotel bed, ready and waiting for you. A chef expertly preparing your favorite dish. Time spent with the people you love. Sounds like you're ready for your next travel memory with our family of brands at Hilton.com. To new memories. Hilton.
Hey, it's Kevin Hart with the shopping tip. Never shop hangry, ever. With Chase Freedom Unlimited, you can cash back on lunch. Earn 3% on dining, including takeout. How do you cash back? Learn more at ChaseFreedom.com.
Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
All right, how you doing? Goodness. All right, I have you here. Welcome. Did you happen to have ID? Yeah, it's a lot of shows going on around here. They got the Clark Sisters in town. They got a couple other like metal bands in town also. Yeah, that's playing not too far from here. Well, I've been around a long time. A lot of stuff going on these days. And you would think there's not. When I first got the blues, they brought me over on a ship. How was your trip in? Men were standing over me, and a lot more with the whip. Now everybody wanna know why I sing. I bet you're glad you found me. I've been around a long time. I've really paid my dues. I've laid in a ghetto flat, cold and numb. I heard the rats tell the bedbugs to give the roaches some. Everybody wanna know why I'm singing the blues. Yes, I've been around a long time. People are paid my dues. I stood in line down at the county hall. I heard a man say, we're gonna build some new apartments for y'all. And everybody wanna know. Yes, they wanna know why I'm singing the blues. Yes, I've been around a long, long time. Yes, I've really, really paid my dues. I'm gonna play Lucille. Looks like you have to put it in your car for incidental. And you wanted to use the card 6706? You wanted to use the same card you have on 5? Oh, okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to ask you for your card. You can chip it.
I walk through the city, people on my face.
you can take it out now.
Gone is my youth. I look in the mirror every day and let it tell me the truth.
Can you help me pull out the highlighted portions for me?
I just have to sing.
Your issue, I'll be back.
I've been around a long time. Yes, yes, I've really made some
news. Here's your key. Your number. That's the Wi-Fi code. That's what you said right over here between 6:30 and 9:30 a.m. The checkout is at 11. And if you have any questions, give me a call at the front desk. Thank you, thank you. Yes. Decided to give y'all a little song. A little bit of old school joints. He got the blues, y'all. And he's singing his blues. Well, I hope y'all having a great night tonight. 12:11. Song is mighty long. Let me see what I can do about that. Oh yeah. Hold on. Sorry. Song's a little long than I wanted it to be. I tell you that much. But anyway, I just like to say welcome again to another show and all of your support. I'd like to give a shout out to all black businesses. I'd like to give a shout out to Levitica, Your Pet's Choice. I'd like to give a shout out to just anybody and everybody, really. But in today's news, I figured I'd give y'all a little bit of news. It says NASA confirms a 1,000-foot asteroid will break into Earth orbit soon. It's scheduled to break in today. And I guess it just flew right over. It just flew right over because tomorrow is 12th. It is due in on December the 11th, Saturday, December the 11th. And let's see if they have a name for this object. It's just a large asteroid that has just been dubbed as a potential hazard. So it's kind of interesting that they have people going, you know, up into the stratosphere these days at the same time this asteroid is flying by. Hopefully they did some business while they was up there and took care of that asteroid. Because last week they was doing, you know, practice asteroid, hunting, I guess. Just for practice, you know, a couple of weeks ago. NASA and some other, how you doing? Some other people were doing some other projects in regards to, you know, taking out an asteroid. And that's where we're at with that. So I guess they either dealt with this one that's just flying over today, or they have it. Looks like I may have another check-in. Hopefully I get this one quicker than the last one. I try to keep my check-ins at around about 5 minutes to 7 minutes. Because, you know, nobody wants to wait that long to actually be checked in to go to bed. You heard? Check it. How you doing, sir?
I've had better days.
Yes, indeed. Haven't we all? How may I help you today?
I was supposed to have a reservation for McDuffie.
McDuffie. All right, let me take a look. Charles?
Yes.
All right, yeah, you have a reservation here. I see you right there, Charles McGuffey.
Yes.
All right, Mr. McGuffey, you happen to have ID?
I do.
Sounds good, sounds good.
Your hotel down in La Prairie has no power.
Right, because of the outage.
I haven't had any power since 11:30 this morning. Nobody called and told me.
Mm.
And then I was supposed to be staying on points, and I can't use my points here, so...
Ah.
Because apparently y'all don't have any rooms, but you have a room if I pay money.
We are pretty booked today.
You got a room, you got a room. When I tell you what, I'm a corporate executive, and y'all were our primary company we stay with.
Uh-huh.
It won't when I get back to the office on Monday.
I see.
Well, I'm a Fortune 300 company. I'm the fourth largest grocery distributor in the U.S.
Uh-huh. Well, here's your ID back, just in case I forget. I definitely understand that you're frustrated. I'm definitely trying to get you checked in as fast as possible.
I get it.
Uh-huh.
But as a company,
yeah,
this is your third strike. So.
Yeah. I understand, you know, you got to do things like you got to do things business-wise. I definitely understand that. But
I mean,
there are a lot of...
Fault. I get it.
Yeah, it's really not anybody's fault, really, because, I mean, power outage happened and...
Had they called me and communicated with me?
You can't call out when there's a power outage. The lines don't work.
The lady behind the desk told me she called me and my phone didn't work. I said, call it again. She got her cell phone out and called my number and it worked.
Ah.
I said, so you didn't call me earlier?
They probably tried on the system and it didn't go through.
Well, she told me she used her personal phone the first time, too. Which is a safety hazard on your part because the company I work for, I do safety.
Yeah.
And if your phones don't call out and the power's out,
uh-huh,
it puts you as an employee in a bad position.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no way you can... Where's the total on this? You told me it'd be 120-something total.
There's the room rate. It don't give you the total until you check out. Yeah, so let me see here. Want me to get your car for incidentals?
You gonna charge anything to it? It's gonna put a hold on it?
It's gonna put a hold on $100.
Is that on top of my room?
I don't know.
It's gonna charge me $200-something?
It may if you put it on the same card as 2849.
I can't do that.
Okay. Well, you can pay a cash deposit of $100.
You can't do that. So you're going to come right back off the card? We'll be off the card tomorrow?
Say, what would be off the card tomorrow?
The $100 incidental charge. How long is that going to be on my card?
It's going to be on your card possibly maybe 2 to 5 business days.
I've never had to do that, but I guess it's because I booked through my company previously. My company doesn't have to pay that fee.
Yeah.
I normally don't travel personal and stay at Holiday Inn. I'll put it on a different card. I'll put it on my corporate card.
Okay. You can chip it whenever you get ready.
Card number on my side.
Hmm.
So probably not reading it.
Yeah, probably waited too long.
Take that and put it back in.
Yeah.
Says enter card number. No, I went back to the blank screen.
Yeah, I'm stopping the whole transaction. I have to stop it.
You're recording our conversation?
No, I'm not recording your conversation. I'm recording what's going on in my ear.
Oh.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you? Yes, it is. How may I help you? You can probably pull it out now.
It says do not remove card.
Yeah, it says that sometimes too.
So you can't pull it out?
Absolutely. Due to the power, we were having some internet issues. So everything takes extremely long. Oh, you already saw that. Breakfast is served at 6:30 to 9:30.
Okay.
Checkout is at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And if you need anything, you just give me a call at the front desk.
Okay.
You want one or two keys?
Two, please.
Code right here. And breakfast is right back here. Elevators are right over there.
Okay.
Next to the door there. Take up to the second floor and make a right out of the elevator and a right down the hall.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
I'm late for that.
He says it's too late for that. Still young.
So it only took like 5 minutes.
Wasn't assigned yet. I assigned it for him. 230. Power went out. He didn't know. And it's their fault and my fault too. Just so we know. Just so we know. What it is all about. I always say it is what it is. I got him checked in. He's probably going to go right to bed. And that will be all it is. And that is all she wrote. That is all she wrote. Let me set my alarm. 5:30. which I have one set. I need one for tomorrow. 5:30 a.m. 5:29 sounds better. That's in 5 hours and 55 minutes. 5 hours and 55 minutes. That's what it is. So, let's see what else is going on in the news. Let me see. Oh, there's somebody over there. Opening my smart news app, which I think has a little bit better news than the rest of them. It is, I don't necessarily think it's too, you know, partial to any particular side in general. It just gives you information and it just lets you deal with that in your own head. I mean, that's really what it's all about. It's really what it's all about. You get the information, you deal with it in your own head. It's simple as that. Simple as that. This is in an instant. A Kentucky factory destroyed. Dozens of employees missing. Whoa. That's what it is. That's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. There's work environments that are hazardous, you know, to the workers. I mean, America really sometimes give you this illusion that it's doing a lot of business on the ups and up and all these humanitarian laws to keep certain types of, you know, things in play to where, you know, you're not, you know, legally doing anything illegal with your employers or with your employees. But it is not so. Because even here in America, the hazardous work environments that people work in is really hazardous. And, I mean, I've worked in a lot of different places. I worked in a trash recycling place. Hazard. They don't give you enough equipment to really do the job. It's not safe. A whole bunch of different things can happen. You find all sorts of things in people's trash. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same, really, in this world. One moment. Let me check this person in. Hi, how you doing? I am doing great. How may I help? You have a reservation, huh?
I believe so.
Sounds good. What's the last name?
Holtzberry. H-O-L-T. We did it online. Well, she did it online. I'm supposed to be listed on the room.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
You are Tessa?
Well, Tessa's the one that did it. I'm Tanya.
You're Tanya. Is Tessa here?
No. She put my name on it, she said.
Let me take a look here. What's your name again?
Tanya. T-A-N-Y-A. Tessa made the reservation for me.
Sounds good to me. Did you say your name was again?
Tanya.
Tanya. You have ID, Tanya?
I do.
Tanya. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
How many floors is this?
We have 5 floors.
Oh, shit.
Why you say that?
I'll take elevators. What floor is the room on?
2, looks like.
Oh, thank God.
From what I can see, yeah, 227.
It would have been horrible if it was on 5. I don't like walking on 5 flights of stairs.
Right. Well, I can't. I understand you on that. Definitely. Let me get you to fill out the highlighted portions, please. I hope 2 flights isn't too hard for you.
Oh, 2 flights is good.
Good. How you folks doing?
Fine, and you?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Alright, here is your ID.
Thank you.
Here is your room number. Here's your Wi-Fi code. Breakfast is served over here between 6:30 and 9:30. And you can give me a call if you need anything from the front desk.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful
How
night.
How you doing?
How you doing, miss?
Alright. I'm just
help
going
you.
To room for the night. We ain't gonna be all okay. All night. Hope it's close.
What type of room are you looking for?
The cheapest you got for us for the night, because we'll be leaving about 3 or so.
All right.
No later than that.
The cheapest room we have for tonight is 121 plus tax.
That's Ellsworth.
All right.
Get up here, Ron.
You have ID?
I probably got it.
All right, it's 121 plus tax, and then you have to put a $100 deposit on
yeah,
it.
He know all that.
He's he been here before?
We've right. been here a lot.
A lot, huh?
Yeah. I use my ID. Because I usually use my ID.
Mm-hmm.
He just pays.
What was it,
100 and what?
All right, it won't let me do it until I get the information in there.
Right. It's hard to get my ID out of here, shit.
Yeah, same.
I got it.
You got it?
Got it!
All right. Sounds good.
That thing is so tight with so much stuff in it. Let's see if you can get it. This is just for. Oh, you already gave me 100. Okay, the 21. Then you got to give 100 deposit.
He did that already.
Okay, he did all that. Yeah. So this will take out the 21 from the. Okay. He moves quicker than he usually moves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm keeping up with it.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you? No, we do not. Thank you. You have a good night.
Let me get your change back out of here. Let's have it. Take that. Let's have it. Come.
Yeah.
All right. I gave a deposit on my card one night trying to be nice, and they never paid. They never gave me back my money. Talking about the bank. I called the bank. Bank said, you ain't sleep here. Wasn't they fault. Thank you. You're running here for change. I don't understand what they did there, but they never gave it back.
How long ago was that?
June the 7th. It's always, because I have everything on my phone.
Uh-huh.
All my bills and everything. and he never gave it back. It's probably down, way down. I said, okay, I ain't gonna get it back. Cause I
well, you made
every
it.
Every time I came to the girls that was working.
Uh-huh.
And hey, how I called the bank. Bank ain't said they ain't, I called the bank. The bank said they ain't have nothing to do with it. They don't know nothing about giving us back no money. The Holiday Inn is supposed to give it. It ain't y'all. It's they system.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The day system. Or even the persons that was working here ran a game.
I think sometimes
games be ran.
The bank releases the money, and sometimes people don't know that it's released too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they put a hold on your card for $100, and then you got other transactions happening at the same time.
Yeah, but my bank is good.
Your bank is good?
Oh, yeah. I paid my car off. I got $5,000.
Here's your receipt for that.
Mm-hmm.
What room are you looking for, miss? 531. Yeah, take the elevator to the fifth floor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now I'm going to get you your registration card.
Okay.
And your keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my bank is Dort Federal.
Oh, yeah?
And I got good credit with them.
That's cool.
And so when I called them and told them what the Holiday Inn people said,
uh-huh.
They said they had nothing to do with giving me back my money. It has to do with them.
Their system?
Their system. And their system trying to put it on the bank.
Because
if it was the bank, I'm sure they gave me my money back. And it never went back into my account. And I had it on there on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
June the 7th, 2021. Now it's going to be 2022.
Mm.
So,
let me have you sign where the highlighted portions are.
Mm-hmm. I really left my glasses at home. Don't know where I'm at. I got the signature down.
Right here?
Is that an initial?
Yeah, initial right here, yeah.
Yeah.
And then initial right here.
Yeah. Because I'm probably married.
And then
I'm A, not AM, I'm PM.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that. You keep that receipt.
That's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do paperwork forever. I retired from the state social service.
Oh, yeah?
I know about people and paperwork.
People and paperwork.
Headache. Right.
Here is your room keys. Here's your room number, 215.
215.
Yeah. Second floor, you come out of the elevator, you make a right, and then a left down the hall. And you're all set.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
You have a good one, too.
I will. I'm gonna give it to you with no trivia, but like cocaine straight from Bolivia. Right, right. Let's see what else is going on here. Looks like it was a tornado recently. It says New Year, $1,400 stimulus check payments will be sent to families in 2022. It says, do you qualify? That's what it says. It says, world holds its breath as Putin starts a countdown to a war as a major naval strait blocked off. Did you find it?
Yes, thank you so much.
Great, 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 great. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you so much, you as well.
I will. I guess Putin's trying to fight somebody. He probably just got some gas. Probably just need to do a little Putin. And that's it. That's all. Looks like the phone is ringing. Let's see who this is.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you? One moment here. What room are you in? 309. What time would you like to be awake? All right, that sounds good. I'll put it in my system. Thank you. Looks like there's another wake-up call. So what I'm going to do with that is I set my alarm to go off, and then I just call the room at that time. The thing is, I just got to hope that I don't forget why I set an alarm at 5:45 a.m. That's real talk. Real talk, Wardy. That's in 5 hours and 55 minutes from now. That's what I'm talking about. I'm put this here. Everybody got two wake-up calls so far. Everybody want to be a wake-up. So it looks like... let's see what else they got. It says here, Jennifer Aniston on being bullied for vaccine stance. I don't understand the disconnect right now between people and their views. The disconnect is really the lack of connection between the factual truths of everybody. If a person chooses to get a vaccine, they choose to get a vaccine. If the person chooses not to get a vaccine, they chooses not to get a vaccine. It shouldn't be bullied into either taking a vaccine or not taking a vaccine, because what are we in? Elementary school? I'm not in nobody's elementary school. And this school is way past elementary level. It is way past elementary, my dear Watson. You heard? Way past. What else we got? This is Demarius Thomas found dead in shower after 9/11, after 911 call for cardiac arrest. Wow. This football player had cardiac arrest in the shower and died. I'm telling you, this is something. That's awful. It says Bigfoot or skunk ape caught on camera in Georgia. Now, it's the first time I ever heard of a skunk ape. A skunk ape? Come on now, people. Come on now. Come on now. A skunk ape? Get real, real. It's either a skunk or an ape. Can't be a scape. Y'all trying to make a scapegoat next. Let's see what else we got. It says a swarm of more than 40 earthquakes in 24 hours is causing a buzz in the Northwest U.S. In the Northwest? I hope that's not the Pacific Northwest. This is Kyle Rittenhouse to LeBron James, F you. That's how Kyle Rittenhouse feels about LeBron James. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I'm sure people think the same way about Rittenhouse. You know, so it is what it is. It said a Owasso man gets 8 years in prison on meth charges. I was just talking about that meth to somebody the other day. I said, look,
Meth ain't no joke. Somebody definitely be doing meth out here. I already know. It's not me. Don't miss me with that. You know, it's one of those downloaded drugs. People don't be letting other motherfuckers know that, oh yeah, they do meth. In other states, they either call it meth or they call it black. And it's made with a little bit of tar. I guess I gotta check in. Hold on, folks. How you doing, sir? Check it in?
Yes.
Alright. I'll be the one facilitating that. What's the last name?
Barnes.
Alright. Bobby?
Yes.
Hey Bobby, you got ID? How was your trip in?
I'm tired.
Well, let me get you right up so you can hit the sack. We have pretty comfortable beds here. It's gonna ask you for your car for incidentals. Take it out now. I don't know why it doesn't tell you to take the card out, but it should. Yeah. Hopefully we don't have a power outage tonight. That's good. Some people really care, though.
Oh,
really
yes,
care about that power out of this. Oh, no, the power went out. It's a problem.
No.
Here you go. You wanted to put that on the room, too?
Yeah, that's...
One key or two?
One key.
Here's your room key, two sodas, and a soup. I'll get it on there as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. it is midnight, folks. It's been a pleasure chatting with you all. I gotta go. I got to do my job. Gotta check these folks in. Make it do what it do. Happy 12-12. Peace. I'm out.